Thank you for calling Crab CBDM Membership. This is Destiny. May I have your email address?
Wendy's Sibs. That's WENDYSAEB at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. That was SAE.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And the letter B?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Just making sure. Do you mind verifying the home address on this account?
I do. 313 South Eatington Avenue, Fullerton, California, 92833.
Yes, ma'am. And I see you have a premium membership. How can I assist you today?
Yes. How come it keeps asking me to buy the classes?
Yes, ma'am. So when you're on Craftsy, ma'am, and you're watching the videos, they will have prices on them, ma'am. But those prices are just if you wanted to own that class, ma'am. So that's just purchase to own. You're not obligated to purchase the class, but if you would like to purchase them even after your membership expires, you will still have access to those classes.
Okay, which I've already, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Majority of the ones I've seen up there are the ones I've purchased. And, yeah, but they're still asking me to buy it again.
Okay, if you can give me a second, ma'am, I could try to access your account, ma'am, so you can give me an example of a class that you have already purchased that's asking you to purchase again.
Yeah, I had to, it didn't take the password I had on it last time, so I said, okay, I'll add one letter to it, and it's, yeah, I got in, but it just seems, between my iPad and my laptop, I'm not sure whether it likes either one or it's not recognizing one and not recognizing the other.
Yes, ma'am. So do you need your password resetted?
I redid it, so I'm hoping that it will keep it.
Yes, ma'am. And what's an example class, ma'am, that you already purchased and is asking you to purchase again, ma'am?
Okay, let me go back into browse the classes. There's a cool thing here. Yeah. Okay, the ones with the hats on it, is that the one I've purchased? You know, like the graduating.
Yes, ma'am. Those are the classes that you've already purchased, ma'am.
Okay, there's one here, free motion. Okay, it's got to show more. Come on, show more. Okay, so anything with a graduating hat is in my queue, right?
Yes, so ma'am.
There's nothing here new. All right. Let's go back to browse again. Drawing. Yeah, because there are a few drawing classes I bought and actually have not finished. Okay, that's new to me. Startup library. All right. So the estimated numbers up here is just for someone else?
Yes, ma'am. If you're on Craftsy, ma'am, just say you're looking at quilting classes to watch, ma'am. You're not obligated to watch those classes, ma'am. It'll have a price on there just in case you wanted to purchase to own it as your own, ma'am. It doesn't mean you have to purchase that class, ma'am.
Okay, but I have already paid for, like, say this exercise for beginners for better drawing and for beginners, $39.99. I bought that.
Yes, so, ma'am. So are you logged in?
I believe so. It's letting me in here. I haven't poked on anything. I'm saying, are you guys going to fade away? Because I just saw that you grabbed some more money from my credit card.
No, ma'am, we're not planning to close or anything, ma'am. But if you purchase a class and it's having a price on it, ma'am, that would state that you're not logged in, ma'am. Because if it was already purchased, ma'am, then it wouldn't have a price on it.
Okay. The only thing I do see here is the little caps, the graduating caps on each one that I have purchased. I don't see a class in here that I actually, okay, there's one. No. Okay, I did not buy that, and it has a, okay, I do see that. I did not buy sketching, and it has a thing on it. So I'm not logged in. Okay, try again. Log in. It's got my email. It's got password here. I tried sign in. Sign in. Let's see. See if it'll do it again. No error. Invalid username and incorrect password.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So let me go back so I can get you in, ma'am, because that will be the reason why you're seeing prices by classes that you had already purchased, ma'am. So you will use the email address that you already gave to me, which was wendysaeb@gmail.com. I can go about resetting your password, ma'am, and see if you can get in that way. And then if you happen to want to change your password after that, then, ma'am, you may do so. But if you can give me a second, I can go about resetting your password so we can get you logged in.
That'd be fine.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to change that password to lowercase ABC123.
Okay, that's what it was.
Okay.
Actually,
so
1234.
Ma'am.
Uh-huh.
What was the question? I didn't hear you, ma'am.
I said there was one more number there. It was 1234.
Yes, ma'am. So I just changed it to just lowercase ABC123 just so you could get in, ma'am, and see if it allows you to get in that way.
Okay. Shall I erase what's up there? Okay. And say sign in or log in.
Yes, ma'am. You're logging in.
Nope, didn't like it.
Okay, ma'am, if you can give me a second, I'm going to try to log in myself, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So as I did try to log in, ma'am, I was able to access your account using the email and the password, ma'am. Are you using capital letters somewhere, ma'am?
As far as I know, nothing's capital. Let me see if I can.
Because it would just be all lowercase letters.
Yeah, that's, I didn't capitalize anything. Okay. Should I, there are dots on the password where it is. Should I erase that and start again?
Yes, ma'am.
That's kind of what I did, so I'll try it again. Try it on a different 1, 2, 3. Oh, I know what it is. Okay, there. Log in. Oh, didn't like that either. Forgot password. Link if you do not receive an email.
Yes, ma'am. Are you logged in like somewhere else, ma'am?
Maybe. Okay, because I do see. Yeah, my account, Craftsy, my account. Okay, which one do I take down?
What's the question you're asking, ma'am?
Up at the top in a blue, it's saying password reset request. That was the first one I did that before I called. And then there's one other here, craftsy.com. Craftsy.com. So you're right. There's two things up here that are, I should just take them all down. And will you be sending a confirmation on that one? So if I see it on my, because I have no, there it is. I do have a portal on that. Okay. It says log in.
Yes, ma'am. So let's start all the way from the beginning, ma'am. If you could make sure that you have typed in www.craftsy.com. Are you on there, ma'am?
Yeah, it says my account, craftsy.com.
Yes, ma'am. And do you see in the top right it says log in?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you will click log in.
Okay.
Once you click log in, ma'am, where it says email address, you will put in Wendy, S-A-E-B.
Yeah, it's already sitting there.
Okay, and then that password will be lowercase ABC123, and you should be able to log in, ma'am, because I was able to.
Okay. Right here, there's already little dots. Should I erase those little dots?
Yes, ma'am. You should erase those dots. Are the dots in the password? Is where the password is, ma'am?
ABC123. All righty. Now, back to login. It doesn't like that either. It's not going anywhere. It's saying for existing Blueprint customers to gain initial access to your content, you will need to reset your password by clicking the forgot password. There's where we are.
Okay, ma'am. And you're on www.craftsy.com, ma'am.
Well, I'm at a portal. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. It does say Craftsy Browse, and it Blueprint is now Craftsy.
Okay. What I can suggest, ma'am, is you erasing everything, erasing what's in your email address and erasing what's in your password, and ma'am, and just doing it from scratch.
All righty.
So with your email address, ma'am, you put Wendy, S-A-E-B, at gmail.com. And then once again, ma'am, that password will be lowercase ABC123. I have already reset it. So if you were to do forgot password, ma'am, I could do it over the phone again. But I had already reset your password.
I usually poke it when so it puts it up there automatically. So, all righty, there's that one. No. Take that down.
Yes, ma'am. Are you putting it in?
Yep. Now, do I say sign in?
Yes, ma'am. You'll click that sign in.
There we go. had changed. Update password. User Wendy Sib. A little dashboard went up to the right and saying with a key password. So say no thanks to updating or?
Yes, ma'am. Click no thanks to updating.
Yay. Do I have to do it again? Thanks for becoming a premium member. Okay, is 79 for the year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then can I look at all the content of purchased and newer classes?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, sounds like a plan. Because I'm thinking that $79 is just keeping my stuff on your stuff.
No, ma'am. It's you have access to the classes that you purchased, ma'am, and also you have access to new classes, ma'am.
Correct, but I'm saying that the money I'm spending is just keeping them there. You know, it's like having it a website that I go to, and you guys are just keeping the classes instead
no,
of
ma'am.
On my computer. So there's how would you clarify having?
Yes, ma'am. You're asking me how would I clarify this membership, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So you have access, ma'am, to over 1,500 classes, ma'am, with over like 20 different categories and things of that sort, ma'am. You have like, 1 second. I do apologize. Coming with that, ma'am, you have over like 12 minutes per class, six average sessions, ma'am. It's not basically like we're just holding those classes, but you do have access to over 20 different categories that has over 1,500 classes, ma'am. So it's more to it than just that.
Okay. So each one, if I say I would want to watch one of yours, can I watch it to decide whether I purchase, or is that purchased through the $79?
Yes, ma'am. So you wouldn't have to purchase it unless you want to purchase to own. So if you see a class, ma'am, and it says it's $30, ma'am, it's because if you wanted to purchase it even after your membership expires, you'll still have access to it. You wouldn't have to pay, ma'am, due to the fact that you already have a membership.
Okay. We'll see how it goes, because it kind of wrinkled my sensibilities to say, you know, they're asking me to buy the class I've already bought.
Yes, ma'am, and it was only like that because you weren't logged in, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that clarifies that. I appreciate your help. I think you've helped me once before. All right. Well, let's see what happens. You got any new ones? Any new coming up? Classes?
Yes, ma'am. Classes will be added to Craftsy.
Oh, okay. So I just have to go explore.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds like a plan. Well, I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Well, as long as I can get in and stay in, that'll be happy.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
You're welcome. Thank you. Very good day.
Yes, ma'am. Same to you.